What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Clock Radio Speakers.
I don't know if that's an intro I like. I'm just gonna...
No, you know what? We're just gonna let it run. I don't care. Because I was like, my mind was like, all right, Armand, like, you're ready. Like, go ahead and just do it. And then, you know, like every other part, like my voice was like, wait a minute, hold on. What are you talking about? So, whatever. ClockRadioSpeakers.com, Facebook.com/ClockRadioSpeakers. ClockRadioSpeakers.com is powered by Tumblr. Official Clock Radio Speakers Twitter is @CRSPodcast. Rate and review us on iTunes, all that good stuff. Every Sunday night, 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check us out, ThePulseRadio.com. Clock Radio Speakers Mix Show. Doc, did I get everything?
You got most of the stuff. We'll get it all. We'll get the rest at the end. So what's going on, man?
I mean, you know, side two.
Side two.
I feel like I want the DJ Clue echo. Side two. DJ Clue. Desert Storm. What is? Was he saying "and now"? Is that what he was saying?
I think "and maybe" when he wasn't shouting Cluminati.
Yeah. Or he wasn't shouting William M. Holler.
William H. Holla.
Holla family.
Holla family.
Oh, man. Were you like William D. Holla? Did you?
Nah. Don't even, please. Don't even get people thinking. don't besmirch my good name. I can't have it. I can't have the slander already. Now, what's going on, everybody? You know, as always, it's Doc. Follow me on Twitter. Doc_beats_s0z. Follow Armand on Instagram. He posts pictures of puppies and food. No, I'm just kidding.
That's you post pictures of cat and delicious. What did you post the other day that looked amazing?
So,
it was the how was that that bacon thing you went to?
Oh, I didn't even get to eat the bacon. That was just a sign they had. No, look, I was in rural Wisconsin for like 5 days. I had, first of all, in the Midwest, the big thing is Friday night fish fry, right? I don't know if that's a thing in Ohio.
Nah, St. Louis.
All right. Of course, because Catholics don't eat meat. And when I say meat, I mean like they can eat fish. Right. Okay. So it starts because Catholics aren't supposed to eat like, you know, steak and whatever on Fridays. So that's why in places that have either are still heavily Catholic or historically Catholic, the Friday fish fry became like a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So Friday fish fry, man, that fish was delicious. I had fried cheese curds. Now I'm making you all hungry. But anyway, yeah, you know, everything's good. So if you're listening to this the week that it comes out, we got another episode. We talk about Joe Budden's album, we talk about Drake, we talk about the Super Bowl, we talk about Armand's favorite rapper of all time, that would be Papoose. What's that?
We talk Macklemore.
Macklemore. So head over to clockradiospeakers.com. If you haven't already heard it, go take a listen when you're done with this. So what are we talking about this week, man?
We are reeling in the retrospectives again. Is this our second retrospective of the year? Didn't we do a retrospective?
I think we did. I don't know. This is a serious retro.
This is a super serious retro. This is probably our most serious since... what, Wu-Tang?
Maybe. It's been a while.
It's been a minute.
So we're revisiting one of my childhood heroes, DJ Premier. So we're going to pretty much do this in chronological order. I can't promise that we're going to talk about every single song. We're going to try to talk about the most important songs. Like he's got some stuff like remixes from like 1991. I don't know if I'm going to talk about every single one of them, right? But
I don't know if that's going to please the DJ Premier audience. They're kind of like Dilla with their fanerism.
Well, that I'll say this much. Let me just start. And actually, let me say two things. Number one, we're probably going to split this into two parts. So, you know, we'll do part one this week. I don't know exactly how far we'll get, some point in the mid-late 90s. And then part two, I'm assuming, will drop next week. Unless some monumentous thing happens in the world of hip-hop and we got to dedicate 2.5 hours to it.
In February, doubt it.
I doubt it, which is why we're doing retrospectives. So that's one thing I want to say. The other thing I want to say is it was really interesting to go back and revisit Primo's career.
Yes, it was.
It is not exactly what I remember it. Both in good and bad ways. My perspective on Gangstar has totally changed.
Oh, wow.
Because, you know, I'm skipping ahead a little bit, but like, let me just say, when Moment of Truth came out in 98, I went into full Stannery.
Oh, my God.
Right. And then Full Clip, the Stannery continued.
Yeah, Full Clip was my... Actually, I keep it real. Full Clip was the first Gangstar, full Gangstar project I heard.
Mm.
And then I went back. I went Full Clip, then I went Moment of Truth, and then I went, you know, No More Mr. Nice Guy, Daily Operation, blah, 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 blah.
So... I we've talked about this when we do past retrospectives. I really enjoy doing it because you get to hear things, you know, in some cases, I haven't heard some of these songs in 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
So to go back and listen to them, you're just like, what?
Yeah.
Sometimes for good, sometimes for worse.
Yeah.
And
did you really do that on this episode?
What do you mean?
Like, or doing research, did you get a whole lot of, oh my God, I used to like this song?
Uh-huh.
You did?
Okay. Yep.
It wasn't as bad as some of the other retrospectives like Wu-Tang and Bad Boy. Well, Bad Boy kind of held up. I'd say Wu-Tang was probably the worst. Like, oh my God, what was I doing listening to this song? Except for Mace's Get Ready. That's a classic.
Get Ready.
Shout out to Blackstreet. Shout out to Chauncey. Dave Hollister.
I forget Dave Hollister was in Blackstreet.
Yeah. He does gospel now. Chauncey put out like a diss record. A singing diss record.
So, I guess we'll just start with the first Gangstar album, right?
Yeah, I would say that's probably the smartest place to go.
So this is No More Mr. Nice Guy.
Uh-huh.
1989. This is 24 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. And it sounds 24 years old.
Yes, it does.
I can go track by track if you want. But we don't have to. Let me run through it. Okay. I'm not saying I'm going to go like, you know.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, son. Go ahead.
So first of all, like, this cover is hysterical.
We have to do a cover like this.
Yeah.
We have to get some leather suits and get like one of those African hats. We have to stay.
if that's the album that we can put, you know, KFC and Trappin' for Love and
yeah, we got
and,
yeah, we
and
got
GOSS it. And, you know, like all those other the mythical fake
we should totally like troll the whole world. We should be like, yeah, we dropped me and Doc finally dropping an album, and everybody gets excited, and then those are the songs that we do. He would be so pissed off.
If you don't know what Trapping for Love is, go back and listen to the episode we just put up.
The A side
to this B side. That's right. The cover, like everything about this album, is just really 89. Right, the cover, the clothes, the music.
Yeah.
You know, very much derived from like, okay, we're gonna have one DJ, we're gonna have one MC.
Yep.
Right, like. You have Biggie and Rakim.
Yeah.
Right. That's obviously the most famous one. But even like...
Premier has his shirt bloused out.
Like, you know, Lord Finesse, DJ Mike Smooth. Like, all there's tons of albums at the time. It was like MC and the DJ. Just... Ooh, what's that?
A good name drop with the Mike Smooth, yo.
I listened to some of the tracks for this.
Yeah, some early Finesse, yeah.
There's no real sign at all of what... When I hear Primo... There is a certain sound that comes to mind. Like 98, 99, 2000 Primo is what comes to mind.
Okay.
This does not sound anything like that.
And it shouldn't.
You're right, it shouldn't. But I'm saying, like, if you're like a Primo fan who's the same age as we are, younger, going back and listening to some of these other tracks, you're like, oh, okay.
Right.
All
right.
It's cool.
You kind of hear it.
So
you hear the seeds of what's to come.
I will. I mean, Yeah, kind of. To me, the biggest thing that's really interesting about these early tracks is, you know, I forget that Gangstar used to be sort of known, especially Guru, as like, oh, they're mixing jazz with hip hop.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I think people, I feel like that totally gets lost.
I don't think so. I think because no, they didn't, because the record that they did for the Mo Better Blues soundtrack, Jazz, yeah, was like it was a big record. Big record for Gangstar. So nah, I think that people understand and know that that was a period, because everybody in hip hop was doing that. And I'm not talking about the, you know, God, what was the name of that group? What was the name of that group? And they had that jazz record. It was like a jazz hip hop record. And MTV loved it. It was real poppy.
Oh, like,
dun dun dun, bitty bitty bop. What was the name of that record, Joe?
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about?
I do not.
Oh God! If you know this.
Anyway, so on No More Mr. Nice Guy. So like, you got jazz music.
Yeah.
Eh. Early Guru is really limited. Like really? Lyrically. I hear you. I hear you. He improves a lot.
Oh, he definitely does.
All right. Like,
oh, really?
to me, the standout records are like Words I Manifest, the remix.
Yes.
The remix.
The remix.
Way, it's the best song on the album.
Yes, it is. And it's the single, right?
Yeah. You know, DJ Premier and Deep Concentration, very famous.
Yep.
It's cool. Doesn't really do it for me.
Nah, but that's because in 89, nobody was doing it. I was actually just having a conversation with my DJ, Shout O Sharp, about Premier and those early Gangstar albums and the things that he was doing scratching wise and beat wise. He kind of, especially scratching wise more so, he got away from in his later years, even though he's known for his scratch hooks.
I was going to say, to me, his scratch hooks get better.
No, but it's the type of scratch. Like, okay. That's what I learned, like doing Catch Up 2, like I was learning about different types of scratches, you know, the Transformer scratch, stuff like that, like things that Jazzy Jeff was doing. Like, I was learning about that. So now I get the way that DJs actually listen to music like this, as opposed to us. Cause you're right. His scratch hooks do get a whole heck of a lot better.
Yeah.
But there was more of a technical aspect that he was putting into in records like Deep Concentration that your more purist, DJ purist will appreciate.
Okay. Can you, like, what was really interesting, like, going back and listening to this album is, you know, just some of, like, the titles and the topics. Like, can you imagine a song called Positivity in 2013?
Nope.
Beat's kind of interesting on that. Like, I feel like we're just too cynical now as a culture to handle a song called Positivity.
Oh, so you want to be positive, huh?
Yeah. You know, like, you got records like, you know, called Knowledge. Like, yeah, exactly. Conscious Be Free. A lot of these records, you know what? I've said this before when we do retrospectives. I think there's a real clear dividing line between, like people say, like, they call something now, like, old school versus, like, you know, whatever. But, like, there was, to me, like, and this is because the area I grew up in, like, there's stuff, like, this is old school.
Yeah.
Like, there's a definitive line where, like, I think we tried to call it, like, maybe, like, 94, 95, where all of a sudden the sound quality gets better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything just sounds different. This is, in that, you know, pre that, I'm not, some of these records are hard for me to get into. You know, like, I'm not really, honestly, like, I don't, like, I could, I'm cool with everything but, like, two tracks off this.
Mm.
You know, one thing that was weird, like, I had never actually heard the title track off this before, No More Mr. Nice Guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wait a minute, it's the No Time sample.
Right.
I had no idea.
you gotta reflip that.
Don't think I thought of that. Yeah. Yeah, how did you feel about this?
I didn't.
Not a fan?
Other than the Words I Manifest remix, I was cool off of this.
Yeah, and that was on Full Clip, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, most of this is just eh. Like, you know. So after this, so that's 89. You know, in 90, they've got, you know, from Mo Better Blues, Jazz Thing.
Yep.
Um,
it was the remix was the notable one.
Yep.
is the remix.
The remix is cool.
Yeah, remix is dope.
You get surprisingly a bunch of, I guess I really didn't, you know, I didn't really listen to a lot of Lord Finesse way back. So if you've never heard Lord Finesse and you like Big L, you should go listen.
He's a rich man's Big L.
Oh, listen to you.
What?
Nah.
Nah, he's better than L.
You think he's better than L?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm a huge Big L fan. But nah, the student definitely did not surpass the teacher.
You might have to send me something that, like a... Well, tell me, what should I listen to then from Lord Finesse?
Shoot. The Yes You May remix. Not from that album. No.
No.
He was definitely... Finesse probably didn't hit his stride till... When did this album come out?
90.
Yeah, Finesse didn't hit his stride till like 93, 94.
So, you know, like, so Primo does the intro from this. Pretty familiar drum loop. Sounds like typical early 90s hip-hop to me. You know, like it's funny to go back and listen to stuff and you're like some of these samples are now like really famous because they've been used lots of times. It's hard for me to listen to them because I don't know how original they were at the time. Right? Like when I hear, you know, the James Brown Cold-Blooded sample on Baby You Nasty, like I've heard that so many times.
Right.
But in 1990, I don't know how cool that was. You know what I mean?
Right. Absolutely.
I'm trying to think. I like the sample on Strictly for the Ladies. I like the sample again on Track the Movement. So it's an Ohio Player sample. You know, this is all right. It's okay. Like, he's got, like, what, 1, 2, 3? There are, like, 6 tracks on this Funky Technician album. Mm. How'd you feel about these tracks? Anything stand out from this Lord Finesse bunch?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Never. So we get into 91, in early 91, January 91, we get Step in the Arena.
Yeah.
Do you want to go track by track here, or you still want to summarize?
Let's summarize this because I didn't get into Gangstar until maybe like the third album.
All right. So, you know, you get Step in the Arena. Of course, same sample as Tupac's Get Around.
Yeah.
Actually, I think it just samples Get Around, doesn't it?
Nah.
Okay, I guess it doesn't. For some reason, I want to say that, but now same sample.
No, that's it. Yeah, it's the same sample.
Again, this was also on Full Clip, so I was obviously very familiar with this. You know, Guru's rapping a little faster here. Like, this is still old school, but it's a little bit of an upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit more like that trademark Primo scratched hook. We're not quite, like, at those crazy sample chops yet.
No, not yet.
But I like Step in the Arena.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. What else on here is pretty good?
Wait, hold it. Hold it.
What?
No, I'm just pulling it up.
Yeah. There's a lot of rappity rap in here.
Yeah. I mean.
You mean Guru. Like some of these lines, you know, like, I'm rushing you like a defensive end.
Ooh, that's not ill?
Be like a camper and go take a hike. Yo.
I gotta use that. I'm gonna use that on this off.
Which one?
I don't. Be like a camper and go take a hike.
I'm rushing you like a defensive end. You're gonna take that one.
Oh my god.
We
talked about just to get a rep again is to me, you know, far and away the best.
Yeah, it's cool. It's, I mean, it, to me, it's
Step in the Arena. Those are the two best records on this album.
It's probably pretty good. Yeah, I guess those are the two best. I like the beat on Take a Rest. Love Six cool. Who's gonna take the weight is okay.
No, who's gonna take the weight is dope.
I don't know about that high pitched noise.
No, I like it.
It just, you know, not my thing. Wow, we're really just breezing through these early games.
Yeah, but this is early stuff. And forgive us if you're, you know, a huge Primo fan.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. Like, there's just not a whole lot here. Like, I mean, if I were to go track by track, I'd be like, you know, it would be, here's my notes, like, super 90, 1991, not really feeling this beat. It's cool. I like, eh. It's, you know, it's a lot of, eh. You know, these are a lot of the many levels of,
eh.
You know, and I'm trying to get to the point where we can talk about the really dope stuff.
Yeah, that's what I want to talk about.
All right,
very much so.
So, I'm trying to think, was there anything from '91 with these side tracks? Like, I didn't listen to it. Like, you know, he had a couple tracks on this J-Rock album. I didn't listen to any of those. I don't, like, I'm looking at his Wikipedia from 1991. Like, I don't really recognize any of these songs.
Jeez, yeah.
No. So, I'm just going to jump right into 92.
Let's do it.
So, we get, you know, we got a Compton's Most Wanted. I never really listened to CMW. Like,
nah, CMW's dope. Compton's Most Wanted was super dope.
So he does the remix for Death Wish 2.
Death Wish, yeah.
It's cool. Like, I feel like it's not sinister enough for the content. Like, I should go back and compare it with the original. I don't know. It's all right. You know, he did a couple tracks on for Heavy D.
Yeah, some of those are kind of dope.
Yeah, Here Comes the Hefster.
Yeah, Here Comes the Hefster was dope.
That's dope. Some cool scratching. Yes, Y'all. I like that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I wasn't mad at any of the records he did for Heavy D.
We all forgot about Heavy D.
We did. I mean, when we think of Heavy D, we think of like Happy Go Lucky Heavy D, you know, Mr. Big Stuff.
I think of Now That I Found Love.
Yeah, you know, We Found Love, Nothing But Love. But there was that, you know, there was a point, you know, You Can't See What I Can See. There's Black Coffee. Like, there was a darker period where a lot of artists, like from the late 80s, early 90s, were trying to keep up sort of with the switch in hip hop, where, you know, of course, gangsta rap took over, and yeah, then the East Coast kind of switched to, you know, Wu-Tang and more darker music, and, you know, they had to keep up. Babies Gotta Eat. But yeah, there was some joints on there.
Yeah, definitely. So we also get in 92, we get Daily Operation.
Yeah.
So this is May in 1992.
Mm-hmm.
You ready to go track by track now?
Yeah, we can do that.
All right. So you get the intro. It's an intro, super short.
I love this intro though. I think this intro's dope. Yeah, I think the intro's dope.
You got The Place Where We Dwell.
Dope.
Can like
I need you to do something with those drums.
Super jazzy drums there. And can I just say, like, I guess I never realized that Go Brooklyn chant, very famous from, you know, LL's doing it.
Audio 2 Top Billing.
I never associated that with Audio 2 Top Billing, though. I always hear LL's doing it.
Oh, okay.
I didn't realize how many other songs use that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Flip the Script.
Flip the Script's cool.
It's so hippity-hoppity.
Yeah. Hippity-hoppity.
We flipping the script, man.
Yeah, flipping the script. Come on, man. That's a 90s word.
That's what I'm saying. It's so faking the 90s. Funk. Faking the funk.
I've been listening to a lot of like those Bad Boy mixtapes. We should have did those for the retrospective, man. Those Bad Boy mixtapes, I got all four. And I mean, jeez. Mad Love. That's how I know I'm old, because I still use Mad. But, you know, I always show Mad Love to the East Coast, and like, it's hilarious. I mean, the raps just reek of Maurice Malone and Pelly Pelly.
Maurice Malone.
In one leg up while you're rocking a different color mountain gear or Buffalino boots.
Now I feel like I need to go shopping in the back of the Source.
That's what I'm talking about.
So we got X Girl to the Next Girl.
Yes, classic.
Never one of my Gangstar. That's not one of my favorites. Like,
really?
Nah, it's not really doing it for me.
You don't like those horns?
Girl, right.
So, oh man, you're bugging.
It's all right. Soliloquy of Chaos.
One of my favorite Gangstar records.
Now we're talking. Now we're sort of getting a little more up to speed. This is still not quite the primo I remember.
No.
But it's good. It's really good.
Yeah, this is like first stride primo.
Yeah. You get I'm the Man with J. Rue and Lil Dap.
Classic.
We got some beat switches.
Oh, these are dope. The next album has a better record.
It does. That artist. Oh man.
Oh, listen. But no, I'm the Man is dope. I'm the Man is dope.
You know, too bad it's Guru and Lil Dap for most of the song. I think I forgot how dope J. Rue can be.
Let's wait to talk about J. Rule.
Yeah, we're going track by track on that J. Rule.
Oh, rapping of Matt. Yo. Oh, man. I was dying at work today. Anyway.
You get 92 Interlude. Dope piano. Too bad they waste it. You get Take It Personal. Classic. Now, like, to me, this is one of the best from the early Gangstar albums.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love that beat. Absolutely. Love it. Yeah, you know, it's still, like I said, still very definitively like old school Primo, but it's just really well done.
Yes.
Absolutely. You got Too Deep.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's all right. This sample on 24/7/365.
You like that sample?
Oh, man. How did they not use that?
Actually, somebody from Beats by the Pound used that. So they used it for a No Limit record.
Beats by the Pound.
I forgot who. I don't know if it was Fiend or one of those. Why don't you flip it, Doc?
Yeah, that's what I'm, you know. I need a growing list. You know, it's funny. We always say, yeah, I'm going to use that. I never write this stuff down.
Ah, killing these moles.
No Shame in My Game.
The 90, that's a 90s word.
Oh, my goodness.
Super 90s.
Guru's such a rappity rapper.
You know what, man? I'm good on the rest of this album except for one record.
What record is that?
BYS.
BYS is dope. I kind of like Conspiracy.
Okay.
I like the sample.
Okay.
But BYS is dope.
Yeah, BYS is dope.
Some of these titles though, it's great. You know, like Much Too Mac, Much Too Much in parentheses Mac a Mill.
Come on. Son.
Who uses the word Mac?
In 92, everybody.
92, yeah. But you're right. This could have been chopped.
Yeah, this definitely could have been chopped. But I mean, this is what you did back in the 90s, though, right?
Sure, absolutely.
How many records? 16? Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah. So we get. That's pretty much it from 92. In 93, he does, what, like five, six tracks for your man KRS-One.
What album is this?
Return of the Boom Bap.
Listen.
Let me make a Clack Radio Speakers confession. My first KRS-One album was the one he did with Step Into the World.
Mine too.
Okay.
Other than like the early BDP stuff, but my first one was that as well.
To be honest, that record came out in 97. I was 14 years old. Like, I was 10 when this Return of the Boom Bap album came out. If you think 10-year-olds were listening to KRS-One, I should take that back. If you think white 10-year-olds living in North Carolina were listening to KRS-One, I got news for you. Right, so... And I'm turning 30 this year.
Oh man.
Yeah, man. Oof. It's tough. But I'm saying, like, even as old as I am, right, this is still way too old for me to listen to. So I never listened to this old KRS stuff. So this was all new to me.
Okay.
Yo, KRS-One is such a rappity rapper.
Rappity rapper.
He might be the definition of rappity rapper.
Oh, he wrote the book.
This KRS-One attacks. Cool beat, you know, a lot of BDP samples,
yep.
Which is sort of the idea. It's meant to be an intro.
Yep.
You know, KRS-One. So the next track is Out of Here.
Yep.
We get a little James Brown. We get a little bit of Slick Rick.
Yep.
Yo, this is super, like, you know, I need to defend the four elements of hip hop. Like, you remember when that was a thing?
Oh, it gets worse on the next KRS-One.
I know it does, but like, oh man. Yeah.
You rappity rappers, yo.
There's some serious... Sick. Between now and say like 95, 96, there's some real serious rappity rapping.
Serious rappity rap.
Rapping
about rapping, yo.
KRS-One, oh, what else we got? We got Mortal Thought. You know, I like it's a very jazzy bass line, jazzy piano. It's
the title of the song threw me off.
Once again, he's rapping about rapping. I think that's what KRS raps about, like 90% of the time.
Yeah,
he's rapping about, like, defending hip hop or the way that he's rapping.
Right, and it's weird because early KRS was an excellent storyteller. He just switched it up.
I didn't realize he switched it up so early.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, as soon as BDP dissolves, he totally goes into rappity rap mode. Mm. But early Boogie Down Productions, definitely. Jack Spade, or Jack of Spades, you know, Love's Gonna Get You. You know, just gang, just my philosophy.
Yeah.
Just classic, you know what I'm saying? And go from that to, you know, when I rip it up in the book. Yeah. I'm cool, Chris.
Can we get an interlude on Kairos? Kairos doing reggae impersonation?
No, we'll do it on our album.
Yeah, we're gonna be back to back, arms crossed
with leather pants,
trapping for love. So we got I Can't Wake Up.
Can't Wake Up. Huh?
A lot of PE influence here.
Oh yeah.
And KRS Can't Sing for Nothing.
Oh man.
You get PE Still Free.
I love this record.
So anybody who's an old school hip hop fan is gonna be really offended when I say this, but I prefer when Black Star flipped the sample. It's better. Sorry.
Flex growl.
Please don't do that, because when he growls, it's a really like creepy sort of thing. Like he, I'm a little worried.
You said it's creepy.
It's creepy, man. You don't think KRS is a little creepy? Okay,
I don't
my
think
bad.
Is I don't,
Funk Flex
I don't
when
think
he's growling.
Funk Flex is creepy.
No, he's creepy. One last track, Higher Level.
Yeah.
He at least isn't rapping about rapping here.
Yeah.
But you know. Yeah. None of these beats are really great to me.
Nah. His Primo and Chris are completely 180 on the next album.
Okay.
Completely 180.
You get your man's Mobb Deep.
Yeah, I didn't know Primo did this.
I didn't know he did Peer Pressure either.
That's interesting.
It's not an amazing beat.
No, it's not.
And Havoc and P just sound. This album didn't exist, remember?
No, this album does not exist.
Juvenile Hell.
I would still love to do a Mobb Deep retro. All
right. Maybe.
Yeah, we gotta do a Mobb Deep retro. We gotta at least we can stop at like America's Nightmare, because to this day I haven't heard Blood Money.
Oh really?
The G-Unit album? Nah, I didn't hear that. I didn't listen to that.
There's some records on Blood Money.
Nah, man. Still Shining is one of my favorite beats of all time. Like, you go from that to whatever they was doing on G-Unit, put them in their place. Nah, I'm cool, man.
Nah, that Alchemist single was dope, though.
What Alchemist single was that?
I can't even think of it. I can just hear the beat in my head. It samples the same thing as the intro to Illmatic.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh, that beat is so crazy.
That's all right. I know what you're talking about, though.
Alchemist was in pure beatmaker mode.
Oh man, mid-2000s Alchemist was.
But it was great. That's something like a producer nerd hears and you're like, oh man, how did I not do anything with that?
He did a record for K Slay where he flipped like one of those old like B-boy records. I can't think of it, but it had like Prodigy and somebody on it, and it's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
So yeah, Peer Pressure, you know, skippable.
Yep.
So let's see. That's pretty much through 90. Well, do you remember the Shyam On and On remix? I don't.
I remember the original version, the video version, but I don't remember the remix.
Yeah, no. I don't remember the remix either.
Yeah, I remember that.
So we get to 94.
Okay.
Let's start with the Gangstar album first. Okay. Gangstar. Cool. So
I thought you were going to go somewhere that I really don't want to go.
Oh, what is that?
We'll talk about it.
Okay.
When you made me listen to it on the playlist, I was definitely not.
You were mad.
I was definitely upset.
Okay. So let's talk about Hard to Earn.
Hard to Earn.
Track by track?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so you get an intro.
Yep.
Yep, it's an intro.
Yep.
Remember
when intros used to be like
30
seconds
long?
Yeah,
nothing to it. A Long Way to Go.
Yeah.
Now, you know, production wise, now we're sort of getting a little bit more classic, you know, what I consider classic Primo.
Yeah.
This song's all right.
Yeah, cool.
It's cool. Code of the Streets.
Classic.
Yeah, Sam. Classic breakbeat drums here, chopped up. Guru starting to sound a little bit more like modern Guru.
Yep.
Definitely
hit a stride on this album.
I like Brainstorm.
Brainstorm's cool.
I think Guru actually sounds pretty good on this. Tons of Guns.
Classic.
Yeah. almost.
I mean, I think that Full Clip was like probably one of the best of albums I've heard.
I love Full Clip, man.
They got it. They got everything.
Yeah, Full Clip is great. Yeah, Full Clip. You know, Tons of Guns, very, again, Public Enemy ish.
Yep.
And how the samples started to work together.
Yep.
You know, trying to think what else we got. We got The Planet.
Meh.
Eh. All Right, Chill, which is just weird.
It's just the interlude.
Like, all right, you got Nas in the voicemail, and then you got AG and Master Ace.
But they're all
Ace
saying, "I chill" after that. But that's what you did. Like, that was back, you know, in songs when you would, like, shout out your people, and you get excited because you'd be like, yo, Nas was on a record, and he shouted out Mobb Deep. That means they're friends. Like, that's just
friends. Rap-y. I know. Oh, man.
Stuff together.
Let's talk about Speak Your Clout. My goodness.
Oh, this record is stupid.
Now we're getting to modern Primo. Still not quite like Beatty McBeat making, like, I'm going to chop 8 records into, like, individual notes and rearrange them.
Nah.
Which he gets to at a certain point. But, like, not one, not two, 3 dope beats. J. Rule rips this.
Guru kills this verse too.
Yeah, Guru's dope on this. Lil Dapson's too, right?
Lil Dap does really good for Lil Dap. You know, we talk about Group Home. You know,
I feel like they get a bad rap.
They get a bad rap just because the production was that good.
Yeah.
So it's just like you want a better sort of artist on there, but I mean, you're right. They get a bad rap. They were sufficient.
Did I go back and listen to Group Home? Oh no, I didn't. Oh no, man, we're gonna have to stop the podcast. What else we got? So we got I'm sure this is your favorite song.
What's that?
Is it? Is it Dwight? Dwick? Dwyck? How do you pronounce this?
It's Dwick.
Dwick. That's what I thought. How do you feel about this song?
Oh, classic.
It's classic, but it's not great.
Huh?
Yo, there are some bad lyrics on here.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's nice and smooth. They were like the worst rappers ever.
For 1994.
They were bad. They were always bad, but they were entertaining.
I feel like this is classic, but I just don't feel like this song is really that great.
Nah, this song is dope. It's very simple. I remember the video. They were on the beach. Simple, effective, to the point. It's what it is.
We got Words from the Nutcracker.
I like this beat.
This beat is dope.
But you know, it's Malachi from Group Home.
I just want to point out for everybody who's not old like we are. Yes, there was once a rapper named Malachi the Nutcracker.
Was it spelled Malachi the Nutcracker?
Nope, just the.
And what, I'm surprised that it wasn't spelled Cracker, C-R-A-C-C-K-A.
Could you imagine Malachi the Nutcracker?
That's what I love about when white people pronounce hip-hop names, because they really try to pronounce it. So
that's
it's
right,
like,
Nutcracker?
Yeah, so instead of like the brat, like y'all would really say da brat.
Da brat, yeah.
Duh. So we're supposed to say D-A? Yeah. I love you guys for that.
I know. Mass Appeal, obviously.
I mean, come on.
Dope. One of the best Gangstar songs before Moment of Truth.
One of the greatest hip-hop beats ever. Ever.
I don't know if it's one of the best hip-hop beats ever.
That beat is incredible.
That's not even in Primo's top 5.
That beat is crazy.
You think that's in Primo's top 5?
Not my personal top 5, but overall... I could see how somebody would put it in there. Pause.
Name like 15 to 20 Primo
beats
alone.
You're a stan, though. That's different.
Okay.
Or you were a stan. You're a reform stan.
My reform stanery will be on display right now.
No, it's not there yet. Wait till I think part 2 is when you're really just going to go into full like stan mode.
Well, we're going pretty quick now. Who knows? We may go right into it. No, I'm just kidding. Blowing Up the Spot is goofy.
I'm good on the rest of this album except for Now You're Mine.
Yeah, I like Now You're Mine. A little bit more of that jazz influence we heard earlier.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I'm good off the rest of the time.
Yeah, we get an appearance from an early appearance from Big Shug.
Yeah, Big Shug.
Oof. What?
Just thinking about
Militia.
Oh yeah, his verse on Militia is stupid.
Him
and Freddie Fox destroyed it.
But outside of Gangstar 94, Primo starts to kind of come into his own a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We got Show and Prove. Big Daddy Kane featuring an early Jay-Z.
Oh, he did that?
Yep.
ODB. Oh, okay. Classic.
Shaim. Is that Sauce Money on there? Yeah, yeah. Sauce Money.
Classic.
I forgot that Big Daddy Kane was still making records like that in 94.
Sure was. He went to that Gangsta Rap phase too.
Your man.
My man.
Buckshot.
Nah, son. Nah. I can't believe you made me listen to this crap, this filth.
Yo, I'm ready to go track by track.
No! You're not going to get me with that.
For the people.
I seriously doubt that people that whoever asked you, our wonderful fan who asked us to do a retrospective on DJ Premier, shout out to you. But I seriously doubt that they were thinking, you know what? I want to hear them talk about Buckshot LaFunk. If you want to talk about it, you go right ahead. I'm gonna go do stuff.
I'll point out some things that had good beats at least. 78 BPM. I kind of like that beat. Breakfast at Denny's. I actually like the beat. And that's pretty much all I got to say about that.
There you go. My level of participation just stumbled, and now it's back to a decent place.
So before we get into this, we got did I miss on something here? Hold on, I'm confused. Which J Rue am I talking about? My notes are a little confusing. Hold on, my bad. Oh, wait, hold up. Okay, so let's talk about... Oh, you know what we can talk about from 94?
What's that?
We got to talk about his joints in Illmatic.
Of course!
This, to me, is when it's like, all right, now we're getting... I realize I said that like 8 times now.
We're getting somewhere.
New York State of Mind. Man.
You know what?
What?
Well, I said that on the Nas retrospective.
What?
I like part two better. But that's not taking anything away from part one. Part one is classic, timeless.
I think it's of a different era.
It's the same beat.
No, it's not. It's
the same beat.
New York State of Mind and New York State of Mind part two, the same. It's not the same beat at all.
It's the same sample, different drums, and in progressive chords on part two.
It's flipped totally differently. The beats feel totally different.
You want to do this? You want to do this today, Doc?
No, look, I'm, you know.
You want to do this today, son?
They feel totally different. And look, I love New York State of Mind part two. Love it. I'm just saying, New York State of Mind part one is amazing.
It is amazing.
It's incredible.
I don't want my statement to take away from me, not believing that that's an amazing record. Because it is.
Okay.
It is.
Memory Lane.
Classic. Absolute classic.
Classic. Represent.
I was just talking to my DJ about this yesterday. This is the song that made me a Nas fan. This song's incredible.
This is the song that made you a Nas fan.
Yes. Sure is.
His flow on this.
Come on.
People want to know why there's Nas stands in the world. Listen to Represent.
Oh, man.
Like, three incredible records on an incredible album.
Yep.
But, like, I mean, it's actually, I'm trying to think. How many? P-Rock only had one record, right? World Is Yours.
Yeah, Large Professor, Q-Tip.
Yeah, let me look at the production list for a minute. I was trying to think who got the better of like I was trying to figure out who would you say? Yeah, to me, like when I think of Illmatic, I think of Primo and Large Pro.
Yeah.
So Large Pro, of course, does Halftime, One Time, Free Mind, and It Ain't Hard to Tell.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'd say that to me, like, this was really like Primo's sort of like coming out party. For me, I should say, I'm sorry, let me take that back. As a fan.
Okay.
To me, this is like 94 is when it's like, all right, yeah, Gangstar, you know, that's really cool and all, but like, I'm DJ Premier.
Sure. Sure. This was him breaking out of the Gangstar environment.
That's right.
A Gangstar bubble. Yeah, I'll agree with you there.
And of course, I'm Biggie's Ready to Die.
Oh, come on.
We get Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Why is the sample saying Jiggy Smalls? Is it just the way that it was cut?
Yeah.
That's weird. I wonder how you get a J out of that, a J sound.
That's from the what? So, yeah, I'm not sure how you get that.
Smalls is the illest. So, I don't know.
Yeah, Unbelievable. I just don't even know how much I could say about this song.
Yeah, even the story about the R. Kelly sample on the hook, and I mean, it's just dope, man.
You know, famous drums, but flipped in a perfect way. These are the Honey Drippers and Peach the President drums.
Yep.
Just this, like, to me, like, you know, the Nas records and this, all of a sudden you're like, oh, okay. Like, to me, this is when Primo becomes, like, the guy you gotta get.
Yep.
Right? Like, and this became a thing later in the 90s where it's like, oh, I gotta have a Primo record.
Yeah.
If you were an East Coast artist from, like, say, 96 to, like, 2000, you had to have a Primo record.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It was like a rite of passage almost.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, kind of like what the Mary J. records become.
No, but it hasn't.
Go ahead.
It hasn't become a mockery like a Mary J. record. That's maybe right. It's just a mockery record of us.
Us. And what's incredible now to go back and hear it is like a lot of these records that we're going to talk about either today or next week when we do part two, a lot of these records were like classics.
Mm-hmm.
Not even classics, I'm sorry. They were singles. Like,
yes.
Rappers went to Primo for singles.
Singles, yep, sure did.
Incredible. And once we get to like 98 through 2000, there's a whole string of them that I'm just going to swoon over for 5 minutes each. Yeah, I said swoon. So what else we got from 94? Did you listen to the Sunrises in the East album?
No, I didn't.
I didn't either.
We're going to have to go back and do... We're going to have to call an audible on that in the Group Home album, and we'll listen to it for part two.
Yeah, I apologize, everybody. Let me just say, Spotify really let me down with this Primo episode. They're missing a lot of stuff.
They are.
So yeah, we're going to call Audible on Group Home Living Proof, which is 95, which we're going to talk about a little bit, or we would have talked about a little bit.
And I'm just letting you guys are without a doubt going to listen to those, because those two albums are very, very instrumental, no pun intended, in DJ Premier's discography.
That's right.
So we're not at all, trying to overshadow and saying, I guess that was just an oversight on our end. So we'll get on it. Pause.
But so that takes us through 94, basically, for the most part. I'm trying to think what I'm missing here from 94. Mm-mm-mm. That's really notable. Rugged Never... the original Downtown Swinger. Although, Downtown Swinger 98 is my favorite.
Listen.
Downtown Swinger 98. Oh, man, listen. I forgot about that song.
Listen. Listen, people. DJ Premier's contributions with Nas, with Gangstar, with, you know, Freddie Fox a little later, even with Jadakiss and the Lox are very well documented, with Jay-Z. DJ Premier's contributions with M.O.P. are extremely underrated.
Was it Warriors, some of the beats he had on there?
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Warriors is my favorite MOP album. I liked First Family for Life, but Warriors is far. Oh my God. What was the name of that record?
Face Off.
Oh, Face Off is classic. Billy Dan, that's one of my favorite verses of all time. God, it's the one. It's track 11.
All right, well, that's all I'm in front of a computer, so
follow
a whole lot
instructions.
Of... Follow Instructions is dope.
Follow Instructions is dope. But it's better records on them. I just can't think of them right now. But yeah, MOP and Primo, when we get to that point, even if we don't get that far, I'm going to make us listen to Warriors just so I can...
Oh, on the front line.
Woo! On the front line? I'm done. I'm done. This concludes this week's episode of Clock Radio Speakers. That's... Duh.
Yeah, that's what we're gonna get into. We just gotta get our way through. Actually, this is some really dope records we're gonna talk about coming up.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, this is a good stride.
We had to struggle at the beginning, and I apologize, y'all. I'm sorry. So we get to 95. Do you remember this Bone Thugs First of the Month remix?
No, I just heard that for the first time. Maybe. Like maybe 2 or 3 months ago was my first time hearing about it, and it's horrible.
Yeah, it's not good.
And I say it's horrible just because the original First of the Month is one of the greatest songs ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess you guys can kind of tell that I'm like a 90s kid because I'm making definitive ever statements. Forever.
I'm looking through this list, seeing what we need to talk about. Your man's in them, Das FX.
Oh my God, this is classic. Real Hip Hop remix?
No. The Real Hip Hop original version.
I'm sorry. The remix was Pete Rock, right?
I think so.
Yeah, remix is Pete Rock.
Super rappity rapid.
Yeah, but that beat is still dope, though.
It's cool. No Diggity. Eh. Let's see what we got. We got your man Fat Joe. Ish is real.
Yeah. Joe the Fat Gangster.
And Ish is Real and Success. Two tracks off of...
Success is Classic.
Yeah, Success is Classic. Back when Fat Joe was the dude from Digging in the Crates.
Yeah.
Before he became the dude who was with Big Pun. Before he became the dude who was in the fur coats with R. Kelly in the video.
Oh, man. Bet your man can't. I was just, you know.
Oh, man. That R. Kelly song is so...
What, Crush Tonight? No, Crush Tonight was
not
genuine.
Not Crush Tonight. I can only think of...
We Thuggin'?
Yeah. that 2001, 2003, that's a lot of struggle there.
There is a whole lot of struggle.
Man, why did I have to go to college during those struggle years?
Hey, man, those were good club times.
Good club times.
Those were good club and bar times.
Let's talk about your man KRS-One.
Yeah, let's talk Chris. Let's go back to Chris.
So we get his self-titled album, KRS-One.
Yep.
So we got three tracks from Primo on here.
Yep.
We got Rap Is Our Endanger.
Woo! Son.
This is now... Okay, Primo has his new sound.
Yes.
This is what I start, like, he's got some beats like this later on where it's like superhero music.
Yep.
Like, some of these records come on and you're like, woo!
Yep.
Unfortunately.
Those horns are incredible.
They are. Wait, you know what? Did we forget to talk about OC? Or is that later on? That's 96, right?
Which one?
I'm thinking Jules. Okay, never mind. Jules, that's 97. Never mind.
Okay,
it's
97. Yeah, Word Life is 90.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. It's 94. All right, I got a little scared. I was like, whoa.
Was Primo on that album?
I know he's on. No, he's on Jewel, though. I was like, we need to make sure we talk about OC. But anyway, so Rappers Are Endangered. It's too bad this is KRS-One.
Yo, you're hilarious.
Yo, I just don't get it with him. At least like 90s KRS. Nah. I'm good. This beat is crazy.
Yeah, beat is incredible.
And I can't even imagine what it would... Because, like, I didn't hear this until afterwards. Like, obviously, I've heard it before today. But, like, I didn't hear it until afterwards. I can't imagine what this would have sounded like in 95. Because, you know, it's like a blast from the future. Right? No?
Ah, you're funny.
We get MCs Act Like They Don't Know.
Yep. Classic.
Drums are hitting hard on this. But I can't really get into this.
What?
I can't get into KRS, man.
What?
Nah. Like Wannabe MCs with Mad Lion.
I'm cool off that record. You don't like MCs act like they don't know?
I don't
like. You hear my voice squealing?
Rappers rapping about rapping, man. I just can't. It doesn't hold up to me. Like, I just. Y'all right there?
No.
I think Armand's eyes just rolled. He's dead. He's pulling some Beetlejuice maneuvers right now, trying to come back to life. Like,
shout out to Mona Lisa for remaking MCs Act Like They Don't Know What Can't Be Wasting My Time. Classic mid-90s R&B. I think, was Mr. Cheeks on the remix or something like that?
Probably. Mr. Cheeks.
Mr. Cheeks.
Oh, man. But you know what? I can't laugh about Mr. Cheeks because Renee is one of the greatest songs ever.
Absolutely. And his album had some joints on there. They're probably struggling retrospectively. You know.
Again, like the beats on these two KRS records, I'm talking Rappers on Danger and MCs Act Like They Don't Know. Dope. KRS? Can't do it, man.
You're killing me, Smalls.
I'm going to get a lot of hate for the Shock Radio speakers. Tell them why you're mad, son.
It's my fourth album.
Oh, man, I forgot about Return of the Crooklyn Dodgers.
That's my favorite Primo beat of all time.
That's your favorite Primo beat?
That's my favorite. Sure is.
Really?
Really.
Wow. I don't even know if that's my top 10.
Yeah, you're bugging. Bugs Bunny on the Space Jam soundtrack. You are bugging.
Oh, man. That's your favorite, huh?
That's my favorite.
It's dope. Don't get... it's dope, but like, I don't know, man. What? All right, so everybody's listening. Remember this. When we talk about some of these beats that we're going to get to, I'm guessing next episode. Like, I don't know, man. That's tough. We got Showbiz and AG, Next Level.
Classic.
It's classic. What else we got? Oh, the D&D Project, 1-2 Pass It.
Classic.
It's classic,
too. Another one of my favorite Primo records.
Classic.
Mad Lion.
Mad Lion, yeah. The lineup on this, man. Dougie Fresh, Fat Joe, J. Rue, KRS, Mad Lion, and Smith & Wesson.
Yeah.
Before they became... Well, no, wait. That was when they were Tekken Steel, right?
That was when they were... They were Smith & Wesson.
Yeah. Tekken Steel before they became the Coco Brothers.
Yeah. That, in retrospective, what you have to realize is, if you don't know, in 95, that is a tough lineup. In 2013, that's the Struggle All-Stars.
I was going to say.
That's a serious lineup.
Yeah, that's a serious lineup. I'm still bugging that you think Return of the Crooklyn Dodgers is the best Primo beat.
Yeah. I didn't say best. I said my favorite.
Your favorite. Oh, there you go again with your best versus favorite. You're killing me. Killing me. So now we're getting into 96. So let's see. What should we talk about first? We got a couple records here. Oh, you know what I want to talk about? I forgot about this. The D'Angelo Lady remix.
Oh, pew, pew.
Simple, kind of a simple beat.
Oh, super simple.
But man, back when AZ was killing it.
Oh, AZ destroyed. You know a record I got reintroduced to? Two AZ records I got introduced to this week. The original version of Your World Don't Stop with the sample.
Uh-huh.
And then the Gimme Yours Eric Sermon remix. Classic.
Oh, Gimme Yours. Wow.
Classic. With Miss Jones singing instead of Nas.
Miss Jones.
With the gold catsuit. She put the card on her thigh in the Sugar Hill video.
I was just going to say Sugar Hill.
Man. Classic.
I feel like we could just do a Queens 90s retrospective.
We probably could.
What else we need to talk about? Before we get to wait, do you want to talk about J.Ru's out before or after? Do you want to cover that today?
Yeah, let's cover J.Ru today.
All right. I'm trying to think, there's something else I'm missing from that era.
Bahamadia.
Yeah, Bahamadia.
Bahamadia. Yeah, she did. It was two records.
Three.
Well the rugged. Yeah, Rugged Rough. Okay.
Rugged Rough. Yeah. Which is the beat could work, but I don't really like her as an MC.
Ah.
True Honey Buns, which is about the funniest song title I've ever heard in my life.
But that's 90s right there.
That song's terrible though.
I'm surprised Buns wasn't spelled with a Z.
Oh man. And
then Three to Hardway, another one of my favorite Primo.
That record. Primo beat is tough.
Stupid. Stupid record.
That's a dope beat.
Okay, finally we agree on something.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on.
You're killing me, man. Let's talk about your man, J.Ru.
J.Ru the Damager.
Can I tell you, I never heard Wrath of Math until this week.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
To me, this is better than the first album.
Mm.
People usually put the first album on the pedestal. I like this one way more than the first album.
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
Really? So we gotta go track by track on this, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So we got Wrath of the Math.
Yep.
It's an intro. We get the frustrated brother.
The frustrated nigga. It's dope record. Super dope record.
This beat is dope.
Yeah.
Super dope. 96 Primo, so not surprising.
Yep.
Black Cowboys. That Primo beat.
Dope. Man. Super dope.
We're going to say this a lot. Some of these beats are, you know.
Yep.
Whatever. Like that beat a lot.
Yep. Beat is dope.
J.Ru was so rappity rapping on this, though.
Oh, super. Oh, my God. Oh my goodness! Oh, absolutely.
Physical stamina. The beat is cool, but your man Afu Ra.
Yo, I was the biggest Afu. I don't even know if he knows that Afu Ra stands exist. I was the biggest Afu Ra stan in 2000. That first Body of the Life Force. Remember Mortal Kombat with Master Killer?
Is that on my? Did I talk? Did I take notes on that? I probably did.
I mean, That album has some joints. It's in your playlist.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
That album has some joints, man.
Yeah, because Afu Ra, he had like a little bit of that Wu connection.
Yep.
But he had the Primo connection. So like, if you're a young hip hop fan in the late 90s, you're like, two worlds colliding, you just can't even fathom.
Yeah, it's the mind blown gif.
That's right. One Day.
Classic. Another one of my favorite Primo records.
The beat is simple, but it's nasty.
Super nasty.
The whole, you know, hip hop hostage thing is pretty tiresome, though.
Oh, I like how they built it up, and then everything was all right.
And of course, he's taking some shots at Bad Boy here.
Oh yeah, I mean, even you know, you're playing yourself. We'll get into that later.
Well, yeah, I mean,
super shot.
Definitely.
Even the beat is a diss, which is actually kind of dope.
The beat is a diss.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's flipping. Because at that time, that's when Player's Anthem was out. So Primo flipped the same sample. Yeah. So that's why it was a big deal when he did Kicking the Door.
Well, yeah. I mean, Kicking the Door, obviously. But it's funny. Like, when you hear Kicking the Door after you're playing yourself, you're like, oh.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it was funny, because now you're playing yourself as a dope record, but Kicking the Door is like, oh, my God.
You know, plus, you know, like the Nas, you know, One Life, One Love, There Can Only Be One King, reference to the Source thing. And Big was
throwing shots like crazy. Mm. It's like last scene of Django. Like, he was just shooting everybody.
You see that finally?
I saw that part. I still haven't seen it all the way through.
Oh, that last... Oh, man. So did you see, like, the full ending, though, with his interaction?
Yes. Yep. Saw it.
Incredible.
Saw that. Yep.
All right. from Django back to J.Ru.
Oh! That was dope. Yo, your transition game is serious, yo. Your transition game is better than mine.
Revenge of the Prophet's all right.
It's dope. I like the beat.
How you like Scientific Madness? I can't even say that. With a straight
physical
face.
Stamina, Scientific Madness, like... I don't know.
Oh, man. Wrath of the Math? I mean, just the title alone.
Yeah, Wrath of the Math in the back of the act, packing the Mac. Yeah.
Packing the Mac in the back of the act, packing the Mac in the
That's
back
classic.
Of the
act.
That is classic.
Classic. I need to listen to that Pun album again. Just for no other reason to enjoy it.
Tres Leches.
Caribbean Connection.
That song is terrible.
Oh my god. Until he gets the Wyclef's part.
I was going to say, you get to defend your boy Wyclef? Yeah.
No, I'm not going to. Wyclef's coming out with a mixtape.
Oh, looks like we lost our mind. Yo, you there?
Yo.
All right. Lost for a minute.
Well, I guess it was a good. That's probably. I'm just going to go ahead and say that was God telling me not to talk about Wyclef's mixtape.
Wait.
Keep it at primo, my son.
He's like, nah, you can't talk about Wyclef. Sorry.
Yele. Did he know that Yele was going to turn to yellow?
I was just going to say, I hope he has a song on it called hashtag Yele.
He has to. With K-9.
With K-9. I maintain that his first album is dope.
I'm the only one who hates his first album, but I hate his first album because I don't like Wyclef. Like, I don't like him as a human being.
Wow.
I'm joking.
It's not that I don't like you musically. I despise your existence. Yeah. But it's cool.
Your response was very Kid Cudi-ous. You said musically. You said it'll rock with you musically.
Where are we off? Scientific Madness. It's funny. Like, at first you're like, all right, this beat is kind of simple. Okay, but then the real beat kicks in. And you're like, oh, all right. Like, that beat is dope.
Yep.
Not the average.
It's too strategical. Now I have I just have a generic J. Rue verse in my head right now. So don't
It's like eight different verses combined in one.
Yeah.
Mirror the Papes.
Classic.
I don't really like this beat that much.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you just did the Scooby snack noise, like.
Stop.
Nah, I don't think the Me the Papes beat's that great.
Oh man, you're bugging.
How I'm Living? Sorry. It's okay.
Yeah, nah, I'm cool off How I'm Living.
Too Perverted.
I'm cool off of that too.
You're Playing Yourself.
Classic.
Definitely much like, 98, 99 Primo here.
Yeah, classic.
Again, more shots at Bad Boy.
Yeah.
Like we said before. Beat is dope. Probably my favorite record off this, I guess. Either this or, ironically, I like the two Primo. I like the two Bad Boy disses.
Right. How dare you?
How dare I? But, I do, the beats... Here's the thing about J. Rue. Like, if J. Rue is guesting on a Gangstar record or someone else's record, I'm cool. I like J. Rue.
Yep.
Whole album of J. Rue, though.
And a whole album in 1995 where anything less than 15 tracks is, like, not enough.
Yeah.
Unless you're Nas.
And actually, I like Invasion, too.
I don't remember.
That's a dope Curtis Mayfield sample. Okay. I think we only got a couple more before we're gonna cut this off, right? So let's talk about I think four more songs.
Okay.
We're gonna talk about three Jay-Z songs and a Nas song.
Okay.
So let's you wanna do Nas or Jay first?
Let's do Nas first. Let's do Nas first.
Let's talk about I Gave You Power. This is not a showy beat.
No, it's not.
But Primo kills it.
Oh my god.
And classic. Nas kills this.
Classic.
Remember when there was a controversy because of Organized Confusion?
No, I don't.
Stray Bullet?
Oh yes, I do remember that. Yep.
Man, that is so like, teenagers reading the source and getting like that's all you had.
Yep.
People were like, oh, took the same idea.
Yep. Nah, I'm cool.
What do you mean you're cool?
I'm cool off of
I was cool off of organized confusion.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say you were cool if I gave you power. I was going to be like, whoa, whoa.
No, sir. Yep. Is that?
I'm going to admit my geeky and nerdiness here, as if y'all couldn't tell anyway. Did you ever have assignments in school where you had to like do creative writing or something like that about a song?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I definitely did one about I Gave You Power.
Word.
Oh, man. Come on.
That's dope.
I thought the concept for this was just the most incredible thing I'd ever heard in my life.
That's dope.
I love I Gave You Power. Again, it's not like, it's funny, like I try to think of like the best Nas and Primo collaborations.
This is up there.
It's up there, but
if not only because New York State, the only one better is New York State of Mind. But
you're totally forgetting about a song.
No, I'm not. You talking about Nas Is Like?
All right, we need to cut this podcast off.
Nas Is Like is incredibly overrated. All right,
we need to save this argument for part two.
Incredibly overrated. Super overrated. I'll say it now, just to drum up interest for next week's show. Incredibly overrated in the grand scheme of things. It's a dope record, but is it one of the best? No, not at all. Sorry. I said it.
Yo, I'm leaking all the Kairos records online tonight. That's it.
Ah, I'm shutting down the studio.
Oh my God.
Cambodian breast milk coming to your door, man.
And now I'm supposed to talk about, let's talk about, we can agree on these Jay-Z records at least, right? Let's end the podcast on a positive note.
We did, because we said I Gave You Power is incredible.
We're going to talk.
Let's focus on the positive hot spots.
Yeah. Let's talk about Reasonable Doubt.
Okay. Well, did we do Reasonable Doubt?
No, we didn't talk about
Reasonable Doubt. We didn't do Volume 1.
No. We didn't talk about Reasonable Doubt yet.
Okay.
We didn't talk about The Evils or Friend or Foe or Bring It On.
Okay.
Definitely not. Because I said we need to talk about Jay and Nas from 96. So let's talk about The Evils.
Okay.
How do you feel about this record?
Oh, classic. Classic. I mean, what else can I really say about this record? Absolutely classic.
Is this one of Jay's best songs?
Ooh. I mean, there's different levels of Jay.
Uh-huh.
There's different levels of Jay. Now, first level Jay, to me, is Reasonable Doubt to, like, Volume. I mean, people would probably say Volume 2 because that's when he blew up. But I think, for me, the transition is, like, Volume 1, Volume 2, Volume 3. Those are all different Jays, but they're still, like, kind of the same Jay. So I group Reasonable Doubt to Volume 3 is one stage of Jay.
Oh, that's interesting. I do Reasonable Doubt in Volume 1. And then for me, it's Volume 2, Volume 3, and The Dynasty.
You group Volume 3 and The Dynasty? I think Volume 3 Jay and Dynasty Jay are two different Jays.
I think Dynasty is the transition.
Dynasty is the transition because it had I Just Want to Love You on it.
Yeah, and really for me, the transition for this early Jay is actually the Streets Is Watching soundtrack.
Mm.
Right, when they realized that Shiny Suit Jay flops.
Mm.
So they had to go, you know,
back to the streets.
Switch it up a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you get, yeah, that's a whole, we did it, first of all, we did a two-episode Jay-Z retrospective. Please go to blackreadyspeakers.com and listen. And we also did a two-rep, wait a minute, hold on, did we talk about how you think, I'm stuck on Nas Like right now, did we talk about that in the Nas retro?
I don't think you and I had that discussion, no.
All right, well, we're going to save that for next week. It's good. I got a week to save up.
Yo, so, look at this dude, yo.
I'm mad.
This dude died, man. He already like, I'm yo, mad. You got one in the chamber for me.
I'm mad, man.
You got your Glock. That's a 90s word. You got your Glock.
As Wu-Tang would put it, the God you now.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we go. Let's talk about rapidy rapping. Careful, click.
Oof. So we talk about
The Evils. Same perspective. I think The Evils is one of Jay's best songs.
It is. Yeah. Second verse.
But you're right. Second verse
is incredible.
The hook is one of Primo's best hooks.
Yeah, it is. It is. To listen to Jay. If you have Netflix, go and watch Jay-Z has a breakdown of Reasonable Doubt. And his breakdown of the Evils, like the second verse, is phenomenal. And then even Primo breaking down, and he recreates the beat. It's really interesting. So I suggest, it's probably on YouTube. If you don't have Netflix, go on YouTube and watch it.
You can get a free like 2-week trial, whatever, from Netflix, right? Treat yourself, people.
Treat yourself. Don't cheat yourself, baby.
You know what? You got a lovely lady in your life. You know, Valentine's Day is coming up. Hook her up with the free trial to Netflix,
son. Come on, I got a free trial to Hulu a couple weeks ago. I was like, man, get out of here.
From the Full Part One.
Classic.
Classic. Jay obliterates this.
Destroys it.
Destroys this.
In the video, in the movie, is classic too.
It is. I didn't see the Streets is Watching movie until much later.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I didn't see it until I think they had it on DVD at Target for like $8.
Mm.
That's right. I own Streets is Watching on DVD.
I did too. I lost mine when I moved, but yeah, I had it too.
Yeah, Streets is Watching. You know, the beat is dope. It's not an incredibly showy like Primo beat, but it's really dope. I think Part Two is better though. We're gonna talk about that next time. And then we'll finish off Part One of the DJ Premier Retro with "Bring It On." Classic collaboration.
Oh my god! Who has the best verse?
I think Jay does.
Okay, so who has the best verse between Sauce and Jazz?
That's really hard.
I'm going with Sauce. I'm going with Sauce.
I think Sauce's is more effortless.
That's why.
I think Jazz has to try harder, but I think he does really well.
He does. John Stockton couldn't assist you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like I might remember more lines from Jazz's. I don't know.
Okay.
But I don't know. No, you're right. Sauce's is dope. But, you know, when Jay just starts with, you know, mannerisms of a young Bobby De Niro, it's like, oh, okay. If Jay's rapping about De Niro, you're typically in a good spot.
Had to turn away when Tony killed Manolo. I didn't like that's I did I hadn't watched Scarface, and then when I saw that, and then when the first time I watched Scarface and I saw Tony about to kill Manolo, I was like, no, wait, oh, that's what Jay was talking about. Ah, but yeah, it's crazy.
So for you know, we talked about Primo's contributions to Illmatic. Now, if you look at Primo's contributions to Reasonable Doubt, not to make this all about Jay and Nas, but you know,
they're kind of locked together forever.
So let me look at the production list for Reasonable Doubt. Oh, that's funny. Hold on. There we go. So it's really, I mean, I think it's Primo, Clark Kent, and Ski, right? I mean, that's pretty much it's most of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, Big Jazz did his infamous, I'm going to sit there on the NPC and play 7 minutes of funk over and over again, like no one's ever done it. I'll never not slander Big Jazz for that. You know, Irv Gotti looping up the Look of Love for Can I Live, obviously dope, but I mean it's a loop.
He had a bass to it.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm trying to think. President's Posse as usual. Ski's got a lot of joints on here.
Yeah, Ski did. Ski did.
But I think Primo, I don't know. The Evils might be my favorite track off Reasonable Doubt.
Really?
Yeah.
Oof. I gotta go. Hold on. Now you got me. I gotta go with either.
I don't know. Maybe Brooklyn's Fine.
Can I Live is classic.
Can I Live is classic.
Can I Live is incredible. Come on, phone. Come on, buddy.
A lot of.
Jeez. I mean, I like Dead Presidents 1 better than 2. Yeah, Can I Live?
I guess I would
coming
say.
Coming of Age. Regrets is my favorite. I'm sorry. Regrets.
I would say maybe Brooklyn's Finest or The Evils.
Can I Live or Regrets for me?
Mm. Okay.
Can I Regrets. Regrets is incredible.
So with that, now that we've teased a couple arguments we're going to have next week, I think we're going to end part one of the DJ Premier retrospective.
Okay.
You know, if you heard us talk about other classic albums that, you know, that we've done retrospectives on, please go revisit them, clackreadyspeakers.com. Anything else you want to say, man?
Nah, man, this is a really good episode. I enjoyed it. You know, see you guys next week.